The skincare world is like a minefield. There's always a new product, there's always a new gadget coming out. It's hard to know which products are actually non-toxic and are going to deliver powerful outcomes. Don't worry, I've got you covered. From a list of over 250 skincare, haircare, makeup, hair, skin, nail supplements, grooming supplies, dermal rollers, and dermal rolling serums, I've got you covered. All of these products are pre-vetted by me and are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances. Head on over to the shop page at theschoolofradiance.com. If you'd like some customized guidance, which I highly recommend, be sure to book your one-on-one session, use promo code PODCAST15, and I look forward to connecting with you over at theschoolofradiance.com. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, everyone. My name is Rachel Varga, your host here. We're joined by Dr. Trevor Cates. Dr. Trevor Cates is a returning guest here on the show. And let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Trevor Cates is an author and of the USA Today and best-selling book on Amazon, Clear Skin From Within, and founder of the Spa Doctor Natural Skincare line. She received her medical degree from the National University of Natural Medicine and was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California. She currently lives in Park City, Utah, where she helps patients from around the world achieve naturally glowing skin. She has been featured on various TV shows, including The Doctors and many, many more. What I also find very interesting about you, Dr. Trevor Cates, is that you have a master's degree in spiritual psychology. So we speak, you know, two of the same languages, the body, mind, spirit, energy stuff, and also ways that we can look after the skin in meaningful ways. So in today's episode, we're going to talk all about the skin, hormones, and the skin's microbiome. So Dr. Trevor Cates, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here again. So I definitely want to dig into all things, the skin microbiome, hormones, how we can age really well, because we have a lot of similar principles, you and I, with these processes. So let's just kick things off here. Does our skin's microbiome change with the seasons? We're heading into fall. We're having fall equinox coming up here. So what are your insights into this topic?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, it's important for people to understand what the skin microbiome is. And there's a lot of talk these days about the gut microbiome, all the microorganisms that live in our gut and keep our gut healthy, our digestion and working well, and that connection that our gut microbiome has with throughout the body. But our skin also has a balance of microorganisms that live on and protect it. And it is different than the gut microbiome. The microorganisms that live in the gut are different, which makes sense because our skin is different because it's on the outside of our bodies. And our skin has this incredible major function to protect our bodies from the outside world. And the skin microbiome, all these microorganisms, play a really crucial role in this. And so when we get, just like when our gut microbiome, it can get out of balance, our skin microbiota can get out of balance too. And so when that happens, our skin, we can notice changes in our skin and the barrier function just isn't working as well. So we might notice our skin is more irritated. It's more likely to develop eczema, acne breakouts, dryness, redness, unevenness of our skin, and also over time, premature aging, if we don't really balance that. So it is an important thing that I love talking about because we sometimes forget about our skin. We beat up our skin a lot of times. And so it's important to take good care of it. We are living longer. We want our skin to keep up with this. So it's not just like a vanity thing. It's like, this is reality. We need our skin. So, And so with the seasons, especially going into colder months, so we think about it, the sun is getting further away. We're getting less sun exposure, which means a few different things. First of all, you would have drier climates. So our skin is suddenly being asked to shift quickly. And so if our skin isn't resilient, if it's not in this really healthy space, it's going to be more likely to disrupt. The microbiome can disrupt more easily with the change in the temperature. So it's temperature, it's humidity levels, it's sun exposure, all of these things play a role. And then also what's happening in our environment around us. We're spending more time indoors. And we're spending, we're getting exposure, depending on where you live, there might be pollen, certain types of pollen count can change outside. And I have a history of eczema and allergies. And I know that, and I see a lot of patients with, I work a lot with people with atopic dermatitis and eczema. And so this time of year is a time when we see a lot more of that because of the environmental component. So our body is tending to be more inflamed internally, which then shows up on our skin. But then these external factors also play a role in our skin microbiota and that shifting that can happen. And again, when our body's really resilient, when our gut is healthy, that's going to help our skin microbiome. And when we are using great skincare products, when we have a good hygiene routine, that also is going to help our skin be more resilient to these changes environmentally that are happening.
Yeah, not just changes of season, but also everything else that we have to navigate through as we age, like menopause and all sorts of things. The more resilient we can be on the inside, our skin is going to follow lead as the largest organ that we've gotten. So Dr. Trevor Cates, you've interviewed over 250 experts on the Spa Doctor podcast, and now you're focusing on skin stories, which you just had me on your Instagram account, The Spa Doctor. And you also have your own PBS special, The Skin From Within. What have you learned about the body, mind, and spirit connection in over 250 expert interviews?
You know, I love interviewing people, and I actually have a 10-part docu-series that I'm interviewing experts for that's going to come out next year on hormones and women's health, skin. And it's fascinating looking at all the different ways that we have this body, mind, and spirit connection. And as you mentioned before, I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology, which brings in this whole connection, this interesting dynamic. And, you know, the reason why I did that training was I had been seeing patients. I've been in practice as a naturopathic physician for about 21 years. And I was about 10 years into practicing. And I thought, there's just this missing piece. There's something more that I can do to help my patients, because it's not just a matter of telling people, oh, you need to change the way that you eat and you need to take these supplements. And if you exercise in this way, if you do, you know, it's not enough, because people will go back into old programming and comfort foods. And if you're not addressing some of these emotional, spiritual underlying causes, I mean, as a naturopathic physician, one of the biggest things, and then also interviewing all these experts, one of the biggest things is addressing the root causes. And you can look at that in a lot of different ways. From a naturopathic medicine perspective, when I interview functional medicine doctors, naturopathic doctors, we're talking about things like the microbiome. We're talking about things like nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances. But you can also look at things like emotional issues and some of these triggers that we can have emotionally as being a root cause as well. Because if we're not dealing with those and addressing that and restoring balance emotionally, that's going to create physical problems too, including problems with our skin.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you also make the connection, your work with the body, mind, spirit, energy in how you create things as well. And I actually really like what you said about the skin's microbiome change with the seasons and how we actually really need to bolster up the skin's barrier so that we don't experience things like increased sensitivity, dryness, redness, even some things like contact dermatitis. I always see an uptick of, especially when we move from spring to summer and then summer to fall, just with the change of indoor heat and humidity, we're not maybe outside as much, getting that nature grounding and exchange with healthy nutrients and ions and microbes with our microbiome. So if you guys have any questions about supporting your skin's natural barrier function, please reach out to Katie and I, our Trevor and I. Our information is in the show notes below. So
yeah, and you know, it's actually interesting with the seasonal changes. I was realizing there was such a big pattern that I was seeing with people. It's actually why I'm working. I've got my next book that's coming out is a seasonal approach, because I know our needs change with each season. When it
you
comes
have to tell us more about this, please.
Okay, I think my publisher's like, it's going to be next fall before it comes out. So we got to wait a moment. Even though I've already written it, it's already turned in and it's ready to go. But you know, our needs change with food, movement, mindset, and skincare with each season. And for women in particular, this book is directed at women, because one of the big underlying imbalances that triggers issues with our skin and our overall health, especially throughout time, is our hormones and the hormonal changes that we go throughout our lives, throughout the month. And so if we can reconnect with seasons and reconnect with nature and adjust these four different areas of each season, it helps us really harmonize our hormones and restore harmony within our bodies.
Yes, we are rhythmic beings. I mean, women, like once a month we bleed, right? And then there's seasons on the earth. Everything around us goes in a rhythm and a pattern. And if I've learned anything about being a female entrepreneur, is I have to honor the seasons. I may be a little bit slower in some seasons. I may be a little bit more in that, you know, push mode. And I know that you work with a lot of high achieving women as well. And what tips can you give women right now to just stay focused, stay on your path, not get distracted right now, and kind of like be here, do what we're supposed to do here? I'd love for you to just expand on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're talking about right now, there's so much chaos going on in our world. Wherever you live, there's a little bit of chaos. So we may be kind of spinning out a little bit of, you know, the uncertainties, the unknowns. And so I do think it's really important. And, you know, also we've got the change of the seasons. There's a lot of change happening and uncertainty, and that can make us feel unstable and a little bit more emotionally vulnerable, whether that's sadness, anger, irritation, whatever it is. And that also actually then impacts our hormonal balance. And so doing mindfulness practices can be extremely important. And this time of year, being gentle with yourself, it's not like, you know, we're going into spring. When we go into spring and summer, those are really active times when we want to move more and we want to get outdoors more. And so fall is, when we go into cooler, colder months, it's really more of it's a great time for more restorative, reflective times, breath work, meditation, visualization exercises. So all of that can be really helpful and grounding our energy, kind of centering us so that we can be more resilient, not just with our skin, but also with our emotional availability.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned breath work. I was actually at Upgrade Labs. We have a mutual friend, Dave Asprey. I actually think either he introduced us or Dr. Robin Benson introduced us a couple of years ago. And I was on the Carol bike, which is like an AI-based exercise bike. And you know how you're exercising, you're moving along, you're on your cycle, and you're cycling rather. And I kind of just forget to breathe in a certain way. It's so funny how we do need to be intentional with these things. But what was really cool with this AI bike, it's called Carol Bike, is that on the screen, it was like, okay, inhale for 4, hold it, exhale for 6, hold it. And so it's making you actually breathe in a specific pattern while you're exercising, which is going to optimize your exercise. So we can't forget to breathe properly. It's one of our most basic functions and all of that. And I will definitely add something here to how do hormones play a role in our skin and aging process. between the ages of 50 to 60, there's a 2017-2018 research paper on this that actually looks at the changes of women's faces, the shape change over the time period of 50 to 60. Women's faces change shape 3 times faster than men's during that time period. And a lot of times we start to see that a little bit more of that thinning and crepiness and sagging to the eyelids and jawline from, we start to see it at about age 37 to 41. And then we see it quite a bit more happening there. And that's because of our estrogen can start to drop off. And so what are some of the tips that you like to share with everyone who's working with you, reading your book for help keeping our hormones in check so that we age better?
Yeah. And then, you know, those ages are really key. A lot of women don't realize that perimenopausal changes can actually start in our 30s. And a lot of people think, oh, I don't have to worry about that till I'm 50. And I'm 48 years old. And I've noticed these changes throughout the decades. Right. And, definitely when the late 30s, our progesterone starts to drop. So that's the first thing that starts to change. And so we certainly notice that with things like our mood, our sleep, and it can affect our cycles and how our menstrual cycles are. And then as time goes by, not only is our progesterone dropping, then estrogen starts to drop as we get closer to menopause. And then after menopause, we just have, you know, much lower levels. And so estrogen and progesterone play a role in our skin, and also testosterone too, because testosterone helps maintain the muscles. You know, we think about men having a lot of testosterone, but women have it too. And you think about the muscles that we have in our face, our neck, and then those will start to change as well. And so we can do things to naturally support. Changes in our hormones, it's a natural process. And they, you know, I never want to see people have these expectations to keep their levels up at the same level of their hormones before they go from before menopause to after menopause. It's just, you know, it's this healthy transition that happens. But we also want to maintain as much balance, especially during these changes when our progesterone's here and our estrogen, like in relationship to each other. So depending on where you are, first thing that's helpful is working with a naturopathic doctor or functional medicine doctor to get your levels tested, to really go through all of your symptoms, because thyroid, adrenals, these all also play a role. And so getting testing to understand how are they interacting with each other? How is your sleep? All of these things impacting, because the hormones play an intricate role with one another. But once you know which of the hormones is really the one to focus on, then you can really help support it. But overall, when we look at the way that we eat, we move, the skincare products we use, all of that actually plays a really important role, and our and also mindset, stress management. So when we look at food, we want to make sure that we're eating things that support our gut microbiome, eating things that help with support our liver's detoxification pathways, so that our body can properly metabolize hormones, so then that helps with the balance of our hormones. Getting plenty of fiber in our diet to help balance our blood sugar and help with our digestion, because blood sugar also plays a role in our hormones. I mean, if you think, you know, realizing that insulin is a hormone that helps regulate with blood sugar, that also plays a role with our other hormones. And so then also looking at skincare, people may think, what does skincare have to do with my hormones? But there are actually a lot of endocrine disrupting chemicals in skincare products. And as we go through time, as we get older, oftentimes as women, we're using more and more personal care products. And many of these have these endocrine disrupting chemicals, hormone disrupting chemicals that are known to these group of chemicals are known to have the ability to bind to hormone receptors in the body and either mimic hormones or just really alter the way that they function. So it can play a role in these, especially during these big changes in our lives when we go through menopause or at times when we're trying to get pregnant. That's when we can really start to notice our exposure to these and how it can wreak havoc. So a big part of that is just reducing your exposure, being mindful of what you're putting on your skin, because it doesn't just stay on the surface. It actually can get absorbed. So minimizing your exposure to things like fragrance, synthetic fragrance, oxybenzone, synthetic, one of the chemical sunscreens, parabens. These are some of the endocrine disrupting chemicals that are in our skincare products. So then instead shifting to more natural skincare products are going to be helpful. Moving our bodies, that also helps with our hormonal balance, mindfulness, stress management. We want to support our adrenal function. And so all of that plays a role. And then again, really personalizing it depending upon what phase you're going through. So for example, for women who are, you know, those times where they're having a drop in their progesterone, you might want to consider taking a supplement, an herbal supplement like chasteberry berry to help support that balance of progesterone. And there are other herbs as well. So really just thinking about what is it that you're going through. And that's why one of the reasons why I have this another book coming out is because I want to really help people understand how that all works. Because certainly in a 30-minute interview, we can't cover all the hormones.
Oh, absolutely. So I definitely want to unpack a couple things here because you mentioned some excellent speaking points here. So yes, toxins. We certainly want to be avoiding things like parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances not tested on animals, avobenzone, oxybenzone. There's all sorts of ingredients that we need to avoid. So what's really fun is when clients work with me one-on-one, which if you haven't yet, I'd love to meet you. You can book with me at rachelvarga.ca. Use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your call. Actually, one of the really cool things I do, Trevor, is I'll go through my clients in a one-on-one call, what products they're currently using, and go through the ingredients live with them. And it's always fascinating what I find. And about 2 weeks ago, I did a consultation for a lovely woman, and one of the ingredients in her products was actually BPA. BPA is something that is removed in plastics. You'll see BPA free in a lot of plastic things because it's a hormone mimicking agent. It's an endocrine disruptor. So there's a lot of garbage in skincare. So that's why it's really good to make sure we're avoiding those toxins. And also, yes, to hormones. Recently, I worked with our friend, Dr. Melissa Vandermissen. She's all about natural fertility tips. I did the Dutch test and was actually estrogen dominant myself. I take such good care of myself, but it can happen to all of us. But in about 2 months, I actually fixed it. So I was on, through testing, I was able to figure out which supplements are going to be helpful for me. Then I did another blood test and my hormones are awesome. My husband's were actually off. So it's so smart to test. And if you're looking for some of my favorite tests, go to rachelvarga.ca/favorites and you'll see some of my favorite test kits there as well as some savings codes. So let's get a little bit nature baby here. How can we support our skin's microbiome and why is this important with, you know, barrier function of change of season? And can time in nature help? We're talking hugging trees, being in the dirt, our feet barefoot on the ground. How do all of these impact our skin? Because I have to say, when I do my weekly off-grid days, I've been doing a little bit more because we've had a lot of solar activity in an effort to mitigate that. I notice that my skin is so much better when I'm out of, cell phone signal. I'm grounded more. My skin is always better. I have less inflammation. So why do you think that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So supporting our skin microbiome is both internally and externally. We want to do both. So for many years in my practice, I did it just from the inside out approach. And then I started to learn more about what we put on our skin. It's what led me to create the Spa Doctor skincare line, because I realized there was a need in the natural skincare space in particular in supporting the skin microbiome, and that there actually are things that we can put on the skin to help support it. And the pH of of the products and all of that being such a crucial part. So when we look at from the inside out, I already talked about the gut microbiome, the importance of what you're eating and getting plenty of fiber in your diet, eating a variety of fruits and vegetables. A lot of times we end up eating the same foods over and over again. And there's actually interesting research showing that when we eat a variety of produce, that actually improves our gut microbiome, which when we improve our gut microbiome, we know that also the research also supports that that will help our skin microbiome. And so what that means, again, is clearer skin, less breakouts, less acne, less eczema, less irritation, and healthy, graceful aging. And so we want to do that both internally, like I said, and then externally, also being mindful of these, not just the endocrine disrupting chemicals, what we just talked about, but also ingredients that are antimicrobial in a way that's going to create disruption, or ingredients that have an occlusive properties to them. If you're using those, you want to be really particularly careful when you're going out in the sun or when you're exercising. So things like dimethicone is used as an ingredient that's used to help trap in moisture. But if you're wearing products, a skincare line with dimethicone in it, or other occlusive ingredients, and you go to the gym and you're working out, you might even notice your face is getting more tendency to get redness, which so with that trapping in of moisture, it could actually create disruption in the skin microbiome. So we want to be just really careful about what we're putting on our skin. Also, our skin does best with a mild acidity. I like to tell people, you can actually test the pH of your skincare products. Look for products that are in the range of 4 or below 5.5, really, for both face and body. And I really like 4.6 to 5, especially for the face. That's kind of the sweet spot that I like to get skincare products in. Now, if something is oil-based, you're not going to be able to test the pH of it. But anything that any moisturizers, most cleansers, you can test, serums, toners, you can test the pH. And we know that having that mild acidity is one of the things that helps provide a great environment for the skin microbiome.
Oh, not my gosh. I'm so pH testing all of my products. And I'm going to do an episode on that. That is really fun. And also things that are like occlusive could also be comedogenic. So one of my clients actually sent me, I love featuring my clients on the show here. She sent me this really extensive list of probably 60 ingredients that are comedogenic, which this is like the best comedogenic resource list I've come across. So now I get to use that resource to help other clients, which is great. So thanks for giving me a little research project at home.
Yes. And I love your question about being in nature. I mean, I grew up on a farm in Virginia, and I think, I have fond memories of all that. I love being in nature. And I too have noticed, when I finished my manuscript, turned it into the publisher, I was like, I'm going to check out for a couple of days, go spend time in the aspen groves and, out of cell signal and in a little cabin in the woods. So, and of course it's like, God, that's my skin is just glowing and all of that. And I do, we have so many natural microorganisms in nature. And when we get into soil, when we're gardening, when we're spending time walking through trees and in the dirt and not being so, worried about being germophobic, especially when you're out in nature, it's a great time to kind of reconnect. And there actually has been some interesting research about microorganisms in nature and how they can help our skin microbiome.
So speaking of being in the dirt, I was literally lying on the dirt yesterday. I was doing a 4x4 expedition with my bestie, chasing the full moon rise. It was just amazing. We were at the ocean before that. And I was having some issues with my suspension. So what I have to do, I have to pull over, I have to get under the vehicle, I have to like poke around with a few things and see what's going on. So yeah, my hands get filthy. I love having dirty hands. And then I'll find a stream and then I'll wash them off and all of that. Yes, that is the behind the scenes life of myself when I'm not on camera with my hair done. I'm literally working on my vehicle in the dirt, and that is just the best way to be.
I love it.
Amazing. So I would like to wrap things up here and just open it up to you. Do you have any closing words for today's call here?
Well, I mean, I know that there's, you know, a lot. It can be really overwhelming when it comes to skincare and options and how to take care of your skin. It's, you know, it's the same with food too. Like, what kind of diet do I follow? What skincare products? And it's just, there's so much information online and out there. And I think it's important to realize you don't have to overcomplicate it. It can be actually pretty simple. I mean, I you know, with my skincare line, this Spot Doctor skincare line, it's just four steps, works really well for all skin types. And I think we tend to overcomplicate. And when you just get to the basics, it's really, you know, using a good cleanser, using a good serum, a good moisturizer. And I love plant-based oil blends to add extra hydration instead of like one of those old-fashioned night creams that was like that thick, like Ponds or whatever that was. Please get away from those, but keep it simple. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. Same thing with diet. If you know, just keeping it simple, focusing on nature. What would you find in nature? And the closest you can find to nature, and preferably in season and organic.
Yes, I love all of everything that you pretty much always say. And yes, you do have a lovely line. I love that you focus on the basics as well. I'm a huge fan of covering the basics of cleansing morning and night, moisturizing morning and night, sunscreen every day, and exfoliating a few times a week to slough that dead skin off, but making sure that you're using the products that are right for you to help you address your skin goals is key. But absolutely, your line is a fantastic basic place to start. I think that's lovely. All right. So Dr. Trevor Cates, where can people work with you, learn more about you, check out your skin stories? I know your website is thespadoctor.com, but share us how we can learn more about you. Share with us.
Yeah. People can go to thespadoctor.com to find out more about what we have to offer. The Spot Doctor skincare line, the Spot Doctor supplements, my book, Clean Skin From Within. It's all there. You can also find out more about your skin personality type by taking the skin quiz at theskinquiz.com. Theskinquiz.com. Find out if you're an Amber, Olivia, Sage, Emmett, or Heath skin type and what that means. It helps you address the root causes. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. That's where you'll find us, the Spot Doctor.
Amazing. And I'm writing a blog post for you coming up. So I'll be sure to share that with everybody here when that episode is live. I love writing articles. I'm actually a regular columnist in a magazine. I haven't really shared that yet. But I love, love, love writing. And congratulations on your upcoming book. When it's released, let me know. I'll be sure to share it with everybody here because I think that's a really great, really great option and concept. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here today on the Rachel Varga podcast. Be sure to subscribe here on the YouTube channel. Hit the bell so that you know when I go live next. And also subscribe on the podcast. Follow Dr. Trevor Cates and I on Instagram. And if you haven't yet booked a one-on-one with me, please do so. I'd love to meet you at rachelvarga.ca. And Fall Skin Camp is starting now, where I will be talking about how we can undo sun damage in the fall, which at-home and in-clinic rejuvenation options to focus on now, as well as pre- and post-recovery tips, because now is a great time to work at undoing our fabulous time spent in nature this past summer. I don't know about you, Trevor, but I'm not afraid of the sun, and I don't think you are either.
No, living in proximity City, Utah, it can't be. I mean, to really enjoy it anyway.
Yeah. And when we're dialed in on the inside, we're actually going to have less skin aging on the outside through having lots of antioxidants on board. Our body's better able to deal with oxidative stress. I actually work with some skin-specific hyperpigmentation supplements, which is really cool, backed by research. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We had our pink say thank you, Rachel and Dr. Cates. Yeah, it's great having Trevor back on the show. I'm sure you'll be on many, many more times. And stay tuned for her, my blog article. I'll be sure to share that on my newsletter that you can register for at rachelvarga.ca. And yes, I've taken your skin quiz. Actually, I think I took that like 2 years ago. It was really fun. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Nice to see you again, Dr. Trevor Cates.